Matt Porter is on the line. Matt is someone we had a chat to last Friday. In fact, he was around my house talking about technology. So he of Matt Porter Web Design is back with us talking about new tech. Hello, Matt.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello there. Very well. So the 3310 from Nokia then coming back. Is that the beginning of an old stuff revival, Matt?
I don't think so. I don't think so in this case. I think it's a clever marketing tool, really, because the 3310 was extremely popular.
It
was launched
in
September 2000
right.
and sold 126 million units. I actually had one, and it was a great little handset. It was really, really easy to use, very quick to text. That was one of its selling points, was it had this technology on board, which was predictive text, which we all know of now because it's generally in other phones.
That's right.
But it was really easy to use, and everything was in a good place. You know, you could hold it in one hand and basically operate it with your thumb. What's happened is Nokia has gone through a number of changes over the last couple of years, and it's been split up and bought and sold, and its phone division, or its smartphone division, has actually gone to Microsoft, but the name Nokia has been licensed to another Finnish company, who I believe are called HMD, and they have decided to launch four phones in the next few months, one of them being the Nokia 3310 and three other Android smartphones.
Right.
And what this is actually doing, I think, to be fair, if they had just said, right, we're going to launch three Android smartphones, that would sort of fall into the world of all the other Android smartphones that we have and to choose from. So what they cleverly did was started a bit of a viral kind of news piece, which talked about the fact that the 3310 could be relaunched, and obviously sparked lots of interest because it was remembered so fondly by people that had it. So it's kind of, yes, it's basically a feature phone, which is a dumb phone, about £50, I think it will probably cost, which is not too bad, and you know, it'll have a much nicer screen on it, bright coloured screen, and it's very similar. It won't have 4G or any of those other things that we're used to, but
no.
as a phone, it would be great. I'm not sure whether it's going to replace the smartphones, the iPhones and Android handsets that we're used to, because people are used to having all of that functionality in their hand, and it's not going to be able to do
it. So you don't see it being a big seller?
Oh, yeah.
This time round. Oh, you think it will be?
I still think it will sell well.
It will sell in droves,
I think it still will, because there are lots of people that simply don't get on with smartphones.
There's a whole generation that just wants to make phone calls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to be handsets. They used to call them zombie apocalypse phones. And they were called that because the battery would last so long in the event of a zombie apocalypse. If you couldn't charge it up, it would be on standby for about a month. And that's something that we're not used to with phones.
Exactly.
You know, it's a day if we're lucky.
Here's what I've seen, and this has been sent to me by, who is it? I think it's Pam, who sent me a picture. You can now get, you know, the old Bakelite telephones, the earpiece from those. You can get replicas of those that plug into your smartphone. And I'm thinking, Mike, we really can't let the past go, can we?
We can't. I have to admit, I have a Bakelite, original BT Bakelite, post office Bakelite phone
at
home.
There you go.
And it's there. I don't kind of use it, because if people use them now, they'll notice the sound quality is quite appalling compared to what we're used to now. But what I do have is plugged into the socket, and when people ring it, you get that lovely traditional phone ringing noise, and then we pick it up with a normal, modern phone.
And there is a certain generation of people who developed the ability to hold those handpieces on their shoulder. We have 70s phone shoulders, people of my age.
Yes. Yes, you know, when people used to say, "What's wrong with you? Why are you hunched up like that?"
I'm on the phone.
We'd be sitting in an office with a phone on our shoulder.
That was the hands-free of the 70s, wasn't it?
It was. It was. That's right.
All right. Looking at some of the technology that's been around over the years, one wonders how it got to market in the first place. I mean, the KTEL record selector and stuff like that, is that ever going to see the light of day, some of that old 70s tech?
a lot of the time I find, and having looked at technology over the last few years, or last 3 years specifically, you come across things that you think, cool, that's a good idea. And then you look at it and think, do you know, that's what they call a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. And I've come across quite a lot of technology over the last 3 years, which are solutions. And funnily enough, they're not around anymore.
I don't understand. Don't understand why the tea's made went out of fashion. Waking up to a cup of tea. What's
I've had teas made, and my mum and dad used to have one, and used to wake up in the morning and hear this thing gurgling and spluttering and goodness knows what else in the other room, and I used to wonder if it was my dad or the teas made. But they used to go in and see him in the morning, and they'd be sitting there with their cup of tea in bed.
And now, what about the old music centres? They were great, weren't they? You had the radio on there, you had a cassette recorder on there, you had a record player. The old Ferguson music centres.
Well, they were like sideboards as well, weren't they? Some of them they were disguised as furniture. So you'd lift up the lid, and there would be your record player, and there'd be a cupboard at the front where you could put all your LPs and stuff like that.
Yeah, Nana's Grundig was huge. There's no doubt about it. And it had a glowing green thing on the front of it, which was like a rudimentary level thing. A green lovely that was. Yeah.
They are very good. And the analog stuff, actually, if people still have it, the quality of analog hi-fi can be better than all the digital DSPs and everything that you have nowadays. So, yeah.
There you go.
Making a comeback.
Lovely to hear from you. We'll keep an eye on this because I just think we're struggling to let go of certain elements of the past. We'll see how well the 3310 sells. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Designs here in Ipswich. Matt, thank you for your time. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Speak to you soon.
Travel news from BBC Radio Suffolk.
Did Matt just take a gulp of tea just at the end of that interview? I'm pretty sure he's just taken a gulp of tea there.